This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, joining us, the president of Alpha Crucis College, Professor Stephen Fogarty. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
It's been a really tumultuous year in the education sector. We know that. But how has it affected you guys at Alpha Crucis particularly?
Almost not. We just continued on as normal. The college was 30% online before the coronavirus lockdown occurred, and we just moved essentially to 100% online over the next couple of weeks. So we're in a very fortunate position, and our student numbers are actually just on 7% higher than at the same time last year. So we've actually had a normal operating year with some growth, so we thank God for that.
Do you think that online education sort of structure, there's been a lot of conversation around the benefits of that, the challenges of that, to how people learn and how it affects us socially. Given that you guys obviously operated a lot of your courses already in that way, what do you think about that? Is the digital way of training actually quite positive?
I think it is. I think it's quite clearly a significant part of the future of higher education and probably of education at any level. For us, the issue is not whether we're online or not. It's how we add community and classroom and worship and chapel experiences to an online learning environment. So we have campuses in each of the capital cities around the country, and we try our hardest to get students to come along to those, maybe to an intensive week or to semester-based courses. But look, I think one of the challenges for higher education and for faith-based higher education is to contemplate an online pedagogy, and for us, an online pedagogy that supports the integration of faith and learning. So it's a new frontier. We're not alone. There are many colleges around the world that are contemplating this. And look, it's a given, and now we've got to find out a way to make the most of it.
It's understandably tough given that you're teaching Christian students and obviously wanting to incorporate that faith element into the training because already so many of your students will be having their church experience online and then also their education experience online. So their whole lives are completely digital, particularly around that area of faith. Do you think that there are particular considerations for how churches, how Christian communities create cultures of faith when they're doing it in a digital way?
The answer absolutely has to be yes. The exact answers, I don't quite know what they're going to look like at this moment in time. I think there's no way in the world you're going to ever get away from the essential notion of fellowship, community, koinonia, if you like, as a significant part of Christian worship. So churches will be more online than they were in the past, exactly the same as colleges, but we'll all be striving to create moments where people have real encounter with one another, and the people want that as well. So it's going to be different, but it's going to be the same, if you like. Mm.
It's a real unique moment in history that you and your staff are getting to train your students through, because there's obviously a lot of social fluctuations, but it's a real opportunity for students to step up as leaders and learn what it means to navigate people through crisis and things of that nature. What do you think this particular year is enabling students to learn and enabling leaders within the Christian community to learn about how we actually do lead well?
Yeah, I think ingenuity jumps to mind straight away. The capacity to be creative and innovative in response to unexpected events. It's been a fabulous learning experience for the church overall and for colleges such as ourselves and for us as individuals. So how to adapt? And my perception so far is that people have been quite adept, organisations have been quite adept at adapting quickly. There's 6 or 7 colleges around the country like us, Christian faith-based higher education providers, and I know all of them well, and all of them have adapted really, really quickly. You know, various degrees of readiness, but they've adapted really quickly. So I think that's a fabulous thing. There's a wonderful quote from a German theologian from a few years ago, and he said that the gospel never changes, but the address of its recipients is constantly on the move. And to put that in another way, saying the church has always got to be ready to adapt. It's got to be prepared for the fact that change will come unexpectedly, and it needs to respond to that. That can be social, intellectual, ideological, or in our case, it can be just physical change. So I think I've been really impressed with the ingenuity, the adaptiveness or the adaptation that's been demonstrated by church leadership, by churches, creativity in coming up with solutions. And I think also simply resilience, faith that bounces back from adversity. I think it's also helped us, the communities I belong to, the church I belong to and here at the college, to think much more carefully about what Christian fellowship is, how we can make connections with one another. And, you know, that obviously has involved a whole lot of online stuff, but it's also involved, I think, digging much more into spiritual resources and sharing them. We started our first meeting this morning with my executive team, with all of us just sharing on Psalm 139, and what we think it says about God and what we think it says about us and what we think it says about our ministry here at the college. And I'm hearing a lot of that, that people are actually probably digging the wells a little deeper than they have done as they've been cruising over previous years.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of personalising their faith in a new way, perhaps. But all of us individually, I mean, we will look on 2020 with our own list of highlights, the pros, the cons, all of it. What have been some of the key takeaways for you personally of all you've experienced up to this point of the year?
Yeah, well, look, I think I just alluded to one. I've been able to, I think, stabilise my life and centre my life a little bit more. In previous years, my life's really, really busy with multiple campuses and other ministry engagements. I'm centred beyond the run all the time. So I've been able to pull things back and be much more focused and much more centred. I've been able to get much closer to my family and my grandkids, which has been a fabulous thing for me. I hear that all around the place. People are just finding the value of family much more than they did before. I've been really impressed with the faith and the confidence of the people around and about me. So I think it's really strengthened the organisation here. We've got a couple of hundred staff and all believers in Jesus Christ. And I've just been really impressed with the way they've responded to all that. So the human factor and the divine factor, the relational factor, I think have become much, much stronger for me. I think, of course, in moments of change, you assess priorities. Mm. And as I've just alluded to, I think I've found a way to put worship and devotion a bit more centrally than it was before, and to put family in a much more prominent place than it was before, and to, I think, put relative values on all the activities I find myself involved in otherwise. It's actually been a really good year, a really positive year.
And that's the thing. I think even though there's been so much difficulty for us all in different ways to varying degrees, there has actually been a real richness to come out of it too. But you speak about being on the move, on the run, and I think that represents you and your personality quite well, given that this year you were intending to complete your 20th marathon, which is just astounding. It's kind of a shame that you can't do that goal in the way you wanted to with the 20 by 2020 kind of, you know, thing that has a real ring to it. But tell us about your love of running and how you're doing that anew in this year.
Yeah, well, I do run. It's my sport. And I was going to run my 20th marathon this year. It was going to be the Boston, which was a hard one to get into. So slight bit of regret there, but not too much. Look, running's just become a part of my life. I think you find anyone who's got a busy position or a position with lots of responsibility, you have to find something different. And so running for me has been beautiful because you put on a pair of shoes and walk out your front door and there's your exercise track in front of you. And so I've just been doing, I think, my wife and I did the virtual city to surf this weekend because they cancelled the real one, so you had to do your own route. And I just realised I've done it every year since 2002. So that's about when I started getting into it, 2002, and just started. Found it just worked for me. It's a great contemplative space as well as good physical exercise and a fabulous metaphor for life.
Yeah.
And for any organisation, to be honest. Sprints don't work, marathons do.
Yeah, and it's something that you do have to apply yourself to and train for, and particularly being able to get into the Boston Marathon. That is one that, I mean, hopefully you can just defer your entry or something until next year, but you've come
You're
up
reading
with...
my mind.
I've got my fingers crossed for you, but you've come up with this concept, Run With Me. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, it's two things. Obviously, like any other organisation, charity, we have to raise funds. And so we have a constant fundraising program. And so we put Run With Me together initially to raise money. So it's an event. We're trying to attract sponsors and get as much money as we can to use for our various purposes. So that was our initial idea. But as coronavirus and the lockdown sunk in, we were just watching the dynamics. We decided we'd also make it a celebration event, you know, celebrating a year well navigated and hopefully celebrating the pathway out of the lockdown. So on the 10th of November, myself, I'm going to run from the Opera House out to our college in Parramatta, and then other staff and students are going to run parts of the course here in Sydney, and I think in all of our campuses right across Australia there'll be people running, seeking sponsors, and we'll all get together at our different campuses and have a lunch and celebrate the fact that we're alive and we did something, and that we've laid God's hands on the college and continuing to look after us.
It's fantastic, Stephen. Thank you so much for your time and all the best with the event as well.
Yeah, we look forward to it, and thank you very much for your interest and for your support.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.